Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There's an old vaudeville joke that goes, eventually you'll reach a point where you stop lying about your age and start bragging about it. My own mom actually flipped the script on aging years ago by lying up rather than trying to turn back the clock. As it turns out, real aspirational bragging rights can belong to anyone with enough nerve and imagination to live outside the boundaries of age and expectations about aging, and instead follow the call of their own wild. Those who decide, or maybe just don't buckle under the weight of a society that's bent on obsolescence, they live out the clichés that say, you're only as old as you feel, or age is nothing but a number. I mean, this vaudevillian attitude is way more fun than any other anti-aging cure. It might sound suspiciously like oversimplified Reader's Digest type positive thinking, but there are firebrands out there that throw down their own new gauntlets to cross. They make themselves vulnerable to risky passions, and in the process, they young up. I'm Leslie Feist, and welcome to Pleasure Studies, a storytelling project about our interior lives. Each episode holds up multiple stories to one light to get a glimpse at the common ground that's under our common struggles.
I actually would just have fun and just run and be awesome when I was old.
I'd still go on water slides if I was old.
My name's Scarlett and I'm 9.
My name's Annabelle. I'm 8.
You can stay young if you run and chalk on the sidewalks and draw on the walls, which I don't recommend.
You can stay young if you think of yourself as young.
I first attempted pole when I was 59 years old. I thought it was hard. I thought I had no talent for this. And I think the teacher thought, oh, she'll never be back. I was hooked. My name is Greta Pontarelli. I am almost 67 years old. And I've won many championships, but most notably are 5 world championships in pole sports and pole art.
Folks refer to me as the ageless woman. Others refer to me as the bionic woman simply because I've had both of the hips and the knees replaced. You know, Miss BMX, BMX mama, I answer to all. My name is Kitty Westenauer, and I am 69 years old. I am the oldest female BMX racer in the United States.
Yes, being 69 and on tour, well, it's a challenge. I'm the grind mother. Now, with grindcore, the sets are short, so that probably helped, especially initially. So I had plenty of time to relax through the day.
They should have a new measurement for age that is something other than chronological age, because it's so misleading. You know, you have to put something on your driver's license, but as you know, people can be way far younger or older than their age. My name is Bruce Grierson. I write a lot about aging and how some people seem to age very, very well. The science tells us that longevity is about 30% genes and 70% environment. That means that, what we do, and even to some degree what we think, these things matter more, than the genome we rode in on.
I never planned to, just be sitting in a rocking chair. I had retired from, I was a social worker and retired for about 2 years. My son invited me into his studio to do a few screams, and see if he could use me as a guest vocalist on his new recording he was doing. So we did that, and I thought about the condition of the world and just, you know, yelled into the microphone, and that went on for, 10 or 15 minutes, I think. Didn't want to stop, and he sent the recording out on the internet, and it went viral. And so that's when The Grindmother was born. We did a song and then an album, so I've kind of have this new career going with my son.
The data say that typically we become less and less open to experience as we get older, but these really bulletproof, cool old people defy that trend. They buck that trend, partly because that's just the way they are, and partly because they've learned that is what pays off for them.
My involvement in BMX came by way of our then 11-year-old son, who said to his dad and me at a race where we felt he should have won, "If you think this is so easy, why don't you try it?" A light bulb went off in my head. I said, "Guess what we're going to be doing?" And so at the age of 40, I rode my first BMX race. It was a Mother's Day race in 1988. Yeah, getting involved at the age of 40, I love a challenge.
I walked in, I looked at these women. Most of them were in their 20s, some maybe early 30s. Fabulous bodies. Things were easier for them. Some of them were dancers or gymnasts and they were more flexible. But what I soon learned later is I had a lot more fortitude than most of them. And when most of them would give up or quit, I would just keep going.
It is about attitude that drives this thing. There are decisions at the beginning of it. You know, the headwaters of the river are choices that you make, and the thoughts you think and the attitude you have, and everything downstream flows from those choices.
If I want to do something, I will put my heart and soul into it. I will give it my all, and I have no doubt that I will accomplish what I want to do. Now, you know, whether this took off or not was irrelevant. It was what I wanted to do, my son wanted to do, so we'd give it a shot. If there was an interest, we would go on. If there wasn't, there's no loss to that either.
The science now tells us that aging is a choice. Now, obviously, we are all aging. We're all going in that direction. There's not much we can do about it. But how we age is, to a pretty surprising degree, up to us. In a sense, that old cliche of we are as young as we feel is absolutely true. The thoughts that we think about ourselves, how old we are, and even to some degree about what we think about aging itself, how it works, and how limiting it is or isn't, these things redound into physical manifestations. That's a fancy way of saying the thoughts that we think drive the rate at which we age.
You know, I have no idea of what getting old, for me, what getting old is all about. I've never looked at my life in terms of aging, other than when I retired and I said I'm not going back to a full-time job. But other than that, that's not anything that is in my or has been in my purview.
If we're getting old before our time, we're suffering in life more than enjoying it, because if we're enjoying it, we wouldn't be feeling that way. Mostly our suffering comes from our mind. It's what, you know, what our mind is saying about what's going on.
People are always asking me why. And I tell you right now, age is nothing but a number. Age does not define what I am capable and able to do.
Flying around the pole, you kind of feel that feeling of levitation. Of course, the endorphins kick in, and that gives you this feeling of being elevated and ecstasy in some way, and it puts you into a space that feels like you're really out of time, like it's something that is very eternal.
When I'm on my bike, you know, I don't think about the fact that I am 69 going on 70. That has nothing to do with it. Let's get real. It's about the freedom that I have. It's about the challenge that I have in front of me. It's about the joy, the fun.
So when I'm on stage and I'm in the present and feeling the passion of the music, this is how it comes out.
It's kind of interesting to note that people do have these conversations with me about my age and about the fact that I've had both of my hips and knees replaced. But I have no intentions of giving up the sport of BMX because, number one, it helps to keep me engaged in life.
At the center of a lot of feeling young is this idea of you have some kind of purpose in life. The Japanese have a cool word for this called ikigai, I-K-I-G-A-I, ikigai, and it roughly translates to the sense that your life is worth living, that you have something to wake up for in the morning, that you have something to contribute to the world. Somebody is waiting for what you have to give to them. And if you have ikigai, you live longer.
You have to have a passion. That passion will keep you young at heart. That passion will allow you to do the very best that you can at all times. And that passion will certainly bring that joy to your life.
When I first started, I saw, you know, grindcore as a great protest music because you could really, you know, get passionate and into the music about, you know, the things that are going on in the world. That's an element that's in there. But also what I really liked is the songs also have, you know, okay, what do we do with that? What do we do with it internally? We're, you know, we're in a rough spot. There's a lot of things that are happening.
It's all about how you frame up life moment to moment. And if you think you're in it right now, you're very rarely in the past, you're tipping forward into the future, it's just going to get better and better. That's how people live these incredible third acts where they keep improving and they keep healthy and they expect to be healthy as long as they're above ground. And a lot of times they are.
When I'm on the pole, I don't feel any age. I feel like I could even be a child playing on a playground and swinging on the giant strides and feeling that same kind of elevation that I feel on the pole. So I feel pretty timeless.
As long as I can keep the wheels where they belong, which is on the ground, I'll be out there racing.
As I go into my 70s and 80s, I feel that I'm going to do the same things I do right now, which is to meet any challenges that, you know, come up for me and to enjoy my life. It's a blast.
Just having a blast. Just enjoying the fact that I can run a race with the younger women. Still be very competitive, but just enjoy the heck out of it.
If someone feels old, I'd tell them to run.
Run, 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 run!
I tell them to run and have fun and learn something new.
I would tell them to act the same way that they did when they were like 10 or 11.
Or 4.
Think about like having fun and doing stuff that you like to do, not like to focus on other stuff, not being old.
I'd also tell them to forget about the number.
Yeah.
Just don't care about the number, and then you'll always be one age your whole entire life if you forget about the number.
Young Up was produced by Rachel Matlow. Special thanks to Kitty Westenauer, The Grindmother, Greta Pontarelli, Bruce Grierson, Annabelle Dixon Lee, and Scarlett Day for telling us their stories. Score by Todd Dolhoff, and the theme is played by Chili Gonzalez. Pleasure Studies is executive produced by Robbie Lakritz and Leslie Feist, myself. Additional contributions from Andrew Whiteman and Elizabeth Barker, and is presented by Irios and Talkhouse.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.